Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for the perfect trailer for work or play? Look no further than TC Trailers. At TC Trailers, they believe in variety, value, and top-notch customer service. With over 300 trailers on the lot in countless styles and sizes, they've got something for everyone. Can't find what you need? No problem. TC Trailers will get it for you. As a family-owned business, they keep their overhead low and pass on those savings to you. Explore their easy online services and financing options, or swing by and meet TC Trailers' friendly team in person. Visit tc-trailers.com. Remember, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again.
Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. HoosierLandTV.com is where you can find the online telecast, and that's brought to you by Avery Home Furniture, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
Yeah, I told her that I was going to get one of those boxer bells so that I could give her a break in between, because the list has gotten so long.
It is a long list. I was going to say,
That's a good thing.
Yes. These are such wonderful people that we get to work with, and we take it as an honor that they would even consider working with us and being helpful hosts on Hoosierland TV and Party Line. So thank them very much.
You have another wonderful person who's out in the community doing everything.
We have been a little busy. But the worst is it's going to get busier. I was just making for our staff meeting the upcoming events list. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to page two now.
I don't doubt it. It's like, well, the last time you and I talked, we were talking about Christmas, and we were talking about trying to heat our houses in this massively cold weather that we had. But Laura Archibald, the Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, thank you for coming in, and a lot going on, but I wanted to say congratulations for, I know that the Quit Now Indiana program has been something, you know, very passionate, that you guys have been very passionate about, and you've been doing a lot with it, but congratulations on the bronze status. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so what Quit Now Indiana does is they give rankings, statuses to businesses dependent on how many referrals they make to the Quit line. And IU Health is one that is, I believe they got a gold or silver last year. WIC here in Clinton County, led by Stacey Gephardt, they got a bronze also. And so it's just about how many referrals that you make to the Quit Now line. And those referrals, we have forms, and so do those providers, that they fill out and fax in. And then the Quit Now reaches out to people to help them with nicotine, free nicotine replacement therapy, and also with smoking cessation. And so it's, I mean, it's a great program. It's free to anyone. It doesn't matter what kind of insurance you have. It's free to anyone. And with that increase in cigarette and all nicotine product costs last July 1st, they've seen a huge spike. And we have, too, of the number of people who are taking advantage of the Quit line. Just starting on February 16th, they started increasing their weeks of nicotine replacement therapy back to four. They had to cut it down to two for a while just because they had such a flood of people in July when that cigarette tax went in effect. So they were just offering 2 weeks for a while, but now they're starting yesterday, back to offering 4 weeks of nicotine replacement therapy. And then at Healthy Communities, if you come and get referred via us, we also give you a quit kit that IU Health provided for us that has things like, you know, toothpicks and straws and, you know, lollipops and gum and things to get your mind off, a rubber band to snap on your wrist, those little things that kind of help with cessation sometimes. And then we have a free week of nicotine replacement therapy that we can give you until your supply from the Quit line comes in. And that's through the American Heart Association. So really, if you're somebody who's serious about wanting to quit, this is the time. You get a quit kit, you get nicotine replacement therapy through Healthy Communities, through that American Heart grant. Then we sign you up for the Quit line, and you get another month's worth of nicotine replacement therapy for free. Mm. So, I mean, more than ever, the support to quit is there. They knew that that influx would come with the increase in prices, and it has. And so we have more resources than we've ever had for anybody who's interested.
Well, and you mentioned the American Heart Association, mm-hmm. the grant that you received from them. Well, you know, what a tie-in, because February is American Heart Month.
It is.
And you guys do a lot with getting that information out there and what people need to know. What's one of the things that you think people don't realize about heart health?
I think there's several things. But one of the big things is I think that people don't really know what is a good blood pressure number for them. I think people even get on medications, their blood pressure comes down, but it's still in the high normal, or it's hypertension, high blood pressure still, but they think it's okay because it's better, but it's not in the goal range. And so that's something that we really work on. We have a blood pressure cuff, an electronic one in our lobby that anybody can come in and use during regular business hours. And it's really nice because it has on there, like, this is normal blood pressure. This is, you know, mild hypertension, moderate, severe. So many people we get in there, they are on blood pressure medicine, but they're still in mild or moderate hypertension. Well, if you're going to be on medicine anyway, let's get that in a normal range, right? I mean, don't accept mediocrity when it comes to your heart health. And when you have high blood pressure, it leads to strokes and heart attacks. And it's something that you can control. Diet and exercise help a lot of people, and some people never even need medicine. But if you need medicine, it's okay. There's so many different medicines out there. And if one doesn't work, try a different one. So I think getting that blood pressure in a goal range is really, really important. We also have a blood pressure cuff loaning program through the American Heart Association. So if you're having, you know, some blood pressure problems, or you're needing to keep your eye on blood pressure, you can come in and we can loan you a cuff for a few weeks until you get things under control, or until you can get a prescription and get one through your insurance company. But we don't want people not having a way to check their blood pressure. So we also have a blood pressure loaner program.
Well, and you guys do the Know Your Numbers.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. So we do that in four locations every single month. month, but then we also do it at events and things like that for special things. And if anybody ever needs that, they can just let us know. But we check your height, weight, and calculate your body mass index. And we do your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your blood sugar. And so we do all those free of charge. And it kind of gives you a nice baseline. And it's nice, a nice checkup between doctor appointments, right? I mean, you don't want to go to the drive to your doctor to get your blood pressure or your blood sugar check. So it's a nice way to get those little checkups in between.
Laura Archibald is the Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County and also our guest on Party Line this morning.
Is there a misconception as far as when we're talking about blood pressure and that happy number with people's size?
No, really, everybody needs to have the same blood pressure goal. I mean, it needs to be in the normal range. You know, there are people who have really chronic high blood pressure, and their doctor may tell them a little bit of a different of a range. You know, for us, it's okay if you're this to this. But in general, people's blood pressure needs to be the same. You know, it's a little different for little kids, but as adults, we need to really all have the blood pressure in the same range unless your physician tells you different. And another thing we talked about, you know, is diet, eating a healthy diet, limiting sodium. So, you know, and people, here's what people don't realize. It's not just what salt you add to your food. So much of our food nowadays is not organic. It's not fresh food. It's preserved food. And one of the main preservatives that's used in food is sodium. And so you have to check those boxes. If you have high blood pressure, be really careful about the things you're putting in your mouth, right? Look at those labels and see how much sodium is already in something, because lots and lots of those like frozen meals and things like that, they already have so much sodium in them that they're really not healthy. And you can look, there are heart healthy brands that in the majorly, I mean, the major change in that is the decrease in sodium. Everybody thinks, oh, it's less fat, it's less this. It's no. Actually mostly less sodium. So like there's heart healthy soups, there are heart healthy frozen foods. So just keeping an eye on that sodium content in food. And then the other thing would be exercise, right? Need to move every single day, right? Adults should be moving every single day. Optimal is 30 to 60 minutes every day. And we're talking cardiac. Great for those people working out and lifting weights, but I'm talking cardiac. And so something that raises your blood or your heart rate. And that's really what you need. And so everybody should be doing that. And we have some great opportunities for free at Healthy Communities. Since CORE closed down, that was one of the things we kept hearing was there's no fitness classes, da-da-da-da-da. So we at Trinity Hope Center, which is at 806 North Columbia, are offering free Zumba class every single Monday. It's at 4 o'clock. The only exceptions is if, you know, the weather's bad or like yesterday was President's Day, so we were closed, so we didn't have it. And then on Thursdays at 4 o'clock, we offer Pound, which is an aerobics class with drumsticks. Not going to lie, that's my personal favorite.
I was going to say, I think that actually sounds fun.
You need to come join us Thursday.
I do.
It's so fun, you guys. And that half an hour workout, I promise you, it feels like it's over in 10 minutes. Like, I can't believe, she'll be like, okay, now we're going to do a cool down. And I'm like, that 30 minutes went by already. It is so fun. I love it, not just for physical health, but mental health. That pounding those drumsticks, you know, and the upbeat music, it really is like.
Have you broken any sticks yet?
No, but Tammy, who is our instructor, you guys, she breaks them all the time. I personally have not broken any, but Tammy breaks them all the time. We actually make fun of her about it because she breaks so many of them. But it may be working with me and just she's pounding out her fury. I don't know, but yeah, and if you break a stick, it's not a big deal. We have a lot of them. So, but it is
and
such
is
a good opportunity.
And this is any age and any stage of fitness.
Yes, my 80-year-old mom comes to this. I said that last month on the air. My mom comes. She has to sit in a chair and do it because she has really bad arthritis. But she still does it, and she's still moving, you know, and she does her water aerobics 3 days a week. I mean, you know, like that's I tell everybody, if my 80-year-old mom can do it, you can do it. There's no excuses, right?
Okay.
And so, and this Zumba is the same. Like, you can do any of these things at your own fitness level. I'm not going to lie to you. Tammy's raising her arms and legs up to the heavens, and mine are going about half the distance as hers. And that's okay. I'm still moving, right? And so any fitness level can come. You can do it at the level you're at.
Okay. Looking forward to that. This is, I saw this, and this is like, no way. Talk about this and tell folks what I'm showing you.
Yeah,
here.
So it's called the Benadryl TikTok Challenge. You need
is
to talk.
Is this like
to,
another one of these Tide Pod
it
challenges?
It is.
Oh
yeah,
my
it
God.
Is. Except for this is maybe even more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because there are hypnotic qualities in diphenhydramine or Benadryl. Mm-hmm. So if you take enough of it, it makes you very tired. But if it also makes you very tired, it decreases your blood pressure and decreases your heart rate and decreases your respirations.
Yep.
And so it can lead to coma and death. And, you know, usually with the Tide Pod Challenge, to be honest with you guys, the kids would get so sick that they would seek help. This is just going to make a kid go to sleep. And you're going to walk in their bedroom in the morning and they're gone. So it's very, very scary. We had, and this is not a, this is on TikTok and they're doing this in Utah thing. We had two teens in Lafayette in the last few weeks who did this challenge.
Okay, this is called the Benadryl Challenge.
Yes.
So if you see your child or notice some of these packets of pills, then you would certainly need to question immediately.
Yeah, and the generic name is diphenhydramine. And you can also find it in things like Tylenol PM, Advil PM, that's the PM, that's for sleep aids. That's right. And so my suggestion to anybody who has middle schoolers, upper elementary, middle school, high schoolers, is I would not have that out in easy access for your for your kids. They need to be, if they need Benadryl for a reason, and do not get me wrong, Benadryl, I always say this, is an amazing medicine. It helps for allergic reactions, it helps for sinuses, helps you sleep, helps inflammation. I mean, it's a great medicine, but only when used as directed, right?
Yeah.
And so right now, this is a huge thing on TikTok. Like I said, we had two very scary incidences in Tippecanoe County in the last couple of weeks. So this is on your doorstep, people. Any diphenhydramine, Benadryl, any of the products with that in there, as a parent, I would be locking those up.
Gosh.
And kids can buy it over the counter. That's the other bad thing, right? It's not like Sudafed where you have to show an ID and somebody would be triggered to say, like, why is this kid buying all this Benadryl, right?
Right.
And it doesn't take a ton, right? That's the problem. You know, they're little tiny pills. So there's this perception in anybody's mind, but definitely in teens, like, oh, it can't be that harmful. Look how little it is. So I'm going to take 10 of them. Well, the recommended dose is one or two.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's very, very dangerous.
And it's not super expensive. I mean,
no.
So it's
honestly, you can get it as a sleep aid for a dollar at Dollar General.
Yeah. So there are cheap, generic versions of it. So
diphenhydramine generic is so cheap. So it's easily accessible. It's cheap, and there's a challenge going on. And it's the challenge is how many Benadryl could you take? You know, and still. Function or get up.
I gotta step back for a second though. Here's the thing. On some level, I remember as a kid there were a few things, and I never did it because I'm like, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Right.
Have we lost that we, you know,
with some other teens are like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would anybody do this?
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm thinking.
But then you have those other teens, and I think middle schoolers particularly are really susceptible to these challenge things because they're trying to fit in. Right, they're trying to find their place. They're trying to fit in.
You're just telling me the same thing.
Yep,
I know. You just told me.
And so,
doggone it.
Yeah. So the Benadryl challenge thing is real. Parents, you know, I would be locking up any Benadryl. Diphenhydramine products that you have, and if it's something that says something PM, that probably has it in there. So
well, and it all goes back to, again, keeping track of what your kids are doing on social media, and get on. I mean, I have TikTok. I don't have it because I like sitting, like, I admit there are some funny videos with animals and stuff.
I get some good ones.
But I'm on there more because I want to see what
they're seeing,
what they're seeing, and what some of this stupid stuff
that's
being put out there.
Here's the thing: is TikTok tries to take those videos down and things when they see them.
But
how many thousands and hundreds of thousands, maybe a million people see it before it gets caught and taken down,
recorded and everything? Yeah, and that's the same with Facebook and all of them. I mean, they all social media accounts, they try to take stuff down, but unless they get, you know,
and
a heads up.
That's another thing as an adult. If you're scrolling through TikTok and you see something about the Benadryl challenge,
report it.
Yep. And report it every time you see it. Report it.
Yep.
That's the only way those things get taken down.
Yeah.
Again, Laura Archibald is the Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And so some things coming up on your calendar here.
We have a lot of things coming up on our calendar.
Let's talk about them.
So May 2nd will be our Heroes of Hope event, and we do that with the Health Department, United Way, Rotary, and IU Health. That is what used to be the health fair back in the day. We always do it the first Saturday of May. It'll be at Clinton Hall this year from 9 to 11. No, 10 to 12. I keep getting that wrong. 10 to 12. And we will have lots of health screenings there. It'll be free A1C screenings, free lead testing, free cholesterol, free blood pressure screenings. We'll have a lot of informational, educational, like breakout sessions. We will have free safety equipment. We'll have autism kits, dementia kits. We'll have all kinds of things for the kids to do. They'll be able to plant a vegetable that they can take with them. There's going to be a craft related to mental health that then we will display at the 5K. There will be the Not In My Room trailer there for parents. It's a huge event. It's grown every single year. The other thing we do is give out free things. So free haircuts. Mm. I have two hairstylists coming that will do free haircuts. We have professional photos that will be taken by a professional photographer, printed there and framed for you. There'll be free hygiene items, free diapers. I can't even remember, free socks, free shoes, free underwear. So it's kind of a combination of like a small R version of Convoy of Hope, and because it doesn't come to places as small as us, and a health fair all in one. So that will be on May 2nd at 10 a.m.
10 to noon.
10 to noon.
All right. And that's at Clinton Hall down at the fairgrounds, so you can look forward to that. And then we got to get out. We got to move.
Yeah. And once again, making you move, guys. But the 5K, the Mental Health 5K, it's Stepping on Stigma 5K. This year, we have a great theme that I'm in love with. It's I Want to Taco About It. And we have a little taco that's walking. It's super fun. We will have a taco food truck. So it's a great time. The other thing is, for the first time ever, we are going to do a kids run. So that's going to be at 9:30, and then the 5K will be at 10. Registration is open. So if you want to register, get on our Facebook. There's a QR code that'll take you right to the registration. If you want to be a vendor and have a table, give Tammy a call at Healthy Communities, 765-659-6063. It's $5 for the 5K. If you want a t-shirt, it's $15. If you cannot afford the registration, if $5 is just not something that you can afford, that's okay. We still will let you run. Just call us instead of registering on with the QR code, and we will get you registered. We don't want that $5 to be a barrier for anybody. That really just helps us cover our costs. Any money we raise at the 5K, we put back into mental health programming in the county. So that's nice.
I have to tell you, I think over the last, and I'll say just 15 years, the difference in the knowledge of mental health has just been incredible. You know, it was something we didn't talk about back in the day. You did not talk about that. Men did not cry. Women, you know, it was, it's such a nice thing. It's a good thing to see how we are learning about mental health and realize it is a struggle for everybody. At some point, everybody has something.
Absolutely. It may be situational.
Absolutely.
But everybody suffers from something at some time, right?
Yes.
Maybe it's anxiety about a test or something, a situation in your life, or situational depression when you lose somebody. Everybody at some point struggles with their mental health, and that's okay. And that's what I want to talk about it. That's what we want people to do, talk about it, right? Never make suicide an option. Never make a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And so we really, that's why we get out here and do all of this mental health work. 988 is the crisis line. It's like 911 for your mental health. It's staffed 24/7 with licensed counselors. There's always somebody there you can talk to. You also can text. Our teens really like the texting part of 988. And you also can call it for someone else. So if you're worried about someone else's mental health, you
can know that.
Yes, you can contact 988 and give them that person's number and they'll reach out to them.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That is a great idea.
Yep. So 988, such a life changer for people.
And I have to be honest with you, sometimes, mm-hmm. and I love our community, don't get me wrong, but sometimes people don't want to talk to somebody that's so close to everything here at home.
Uh-huh.
And that is a great outlet for that.
It is. And that we have all kinds of online options too. That's what people don't realize. How mental health gets treated for everybody is different. Just like I said, there was a million different blood pressure meds, right? There's so many different approaches to treating mental health. Some people want a local therapist, somebody they're familiar with, somebody they're going to see at Walmart. That's comforting to them. Other people, I don't ever want to talk to somebody mm-hmm. that I'm going to see. I don't, you know, that I need that like feeling of confidentiality and safety, you know. And the thing is we have all that available, right? We have mental health resources here in the county. We have mental health resources outside the county, but in the region. And then we have online. A lot of our teens love the online support groups because they're on a support group and they're talking with a kid in Milwaukee, one in New York, one in Charlotte, one in LA, whatever. And they know they're never going to see those kids at school, right? And so they feel like they can open mm-hmm. up and talk freer. And so a lot of times we get kids involved with what's called Charlie Health, which is an online platform for mental health. So there are all kinds of solutions. So don't feel like this is a one size fits all. It is not. And Healthy Communities is really happy to help you find the thing that works for you.
I agree. I just think that you guys have made leaps and bounds, and that's kudos to you guys for being so determined to make this aware to the community.
Thank you. We try. And that's a big part of that 5K is just raising the awareness. We had, I think, 500 people last year. Our goal is 700 this year. We have people from 25 cities and towns there. I mean, that's reach, right? And that's what we want to keep growing that reach.
All right. So looking forward to that in May. What else can you tell us? You have some more flyers. Ooh, some of these are coming up soon.
I do. So we have Recovery Karaoke Night this Saturday at Trinity at 5 p.m., and that address is 806 North Columbia. If you've never been there, we just get together. We'll have some snacks there, and we just do karaoke. It is so fun. We love it. And it's for anybody and their family living in recovery. Come out to a safe place to do safe things with safe people. So I know I got a guy or two who might be bringing their guitars too. So I'm excited about that. We haven't had one in a while, and that's one of our popular pro socials. So karaoke night is this Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Trinity Hope Center. And then we have this whole thing going on for St. Patrick's Day. So we have on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week and next week, we have hidden golden coins around town at certain locations. And people that are in our recovery community can go to these locations and get a gold coin, one coin per person. And we have them marked, so yes, we know. So you get one coin per person at these locations. There'll be a clue on Facebook every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this week and next, at 10 a.m., so coming up here soon. You get the clue, try to figure out where it is, go to that place. Get your coin. Then on our Recovering Together Family Night on March 2nd, it's our special St. Patty's Day edition, you will turn those coins in for raffle tickets. Then we're also going to play a bunch of Minute to Win It games. And every time you win a game, then you get another ticket for the raffles. And we have tons of raffles. We have a basket that's like for somebody that could do like gardening and stuff like that. We have one that's a cleaning supply basket, and all the cleaning supplies in it are green because we're sticking with our St. Patty's Day. That was fun to look for just green cleaning products.
That's awesome.
But I would love that. I love to clean, so I'm a weirdo, but I would love that basket. And it's worth a lot of money because cleaning stuff is so expensive, you guys. We have, so much stuff. We also have a green snack basket. It's full of all green snacks. So that was also fun to find. So we've had a really good time doing this. Then we have Lucky Charm baskets that have all kinds of Lucky Charm things in there.
That's cute.
It's got Lucky Charm cocoa, Lucky Charm marshmallows, actual Lucky Charms, a Lucky Charm t-shirt, all this stuff.
That's cute.
And then we have We will also have some gift cards from the Hope Collective, which is We Care's resale shop that's up by the library. If you haven't been there, go, please. But we're going to have 4 gift cards for there. And so people can use those. And I know that they're going to be having a special half price day coming up for people that they're getting ready to announce. So that's going to be exciting. So we're going to encourage our people to keep their gift cards and go to their big half price sales. So anybody who's, you know, don't go to just Goodwill, go to Hope Collective, support We Care and their mission. And they also have their gala this weekend, next weekend. So if you aren't signed up for that, you need to do that because I think tickets are pretty close to selling out. Okay. So if you haven't got your We Care gala tickets, make sure you do that. So then on, like I said, March 2nd is our family recovery night at Trinity, 5 to 7. We'll have dinner, lots of the Minute to Win It games, and then we have tons of raffle prizes. My office is like loaded with these gift baskets and they're all green. So it's a little crazy when you walk in there, but it's fun and it'll be a good time. And I think people will have fun going to get the coins. They also, every time you get a coin, there'll be a letter there. And then those 6 letters are going to spell out where what we're calling the golden leprechaun. I don't know why. I don't know if it's golden. I haven't seen it, but the one in the picture is not golden. But if you find the leprechaun on the last day, then that gets you a special prize.
Oh.
So it builds on it. So you go every single day and find the coin and get your letter, and then those 6 letters will point you to where the golden leprechaun will be.
Nice. I love this.
So it's
so
like
much
a
fun.
Little scavenger hunt.
How can people get a hold of you?
So they can give us a call at Healthy Communities. Our number is 765-659-6063. Or they can stop by. We're at 1234 Rossville Avenue, the best address ever, super easy to remember, which is also 39 North going out of town. So 1234 Rossville Avenue. And then the Trinity Hope Center is 806 North Columbia.
Laura Archibald, thank you so much with Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Before we wrap up Party Line, just to build off that, by the way, if you would like to check out our big deals, you can now check out Hope Collective on our We Love Big Deals tab, and you can do that just by going to welovebigdeals.com, or you can go to Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com and click the Big Deals tab.
They should do that. I just got 2 sweaters there last week. Love them both, you guys.
Check them out. Yeah, and it's very nice. It's
very nice stuff, and it's not just clothes. People don't realize that.
Yeah,
they have household goods and all kinds of stuff, furniture, lots and lots of stuff.
Boys basketball coming up on Friday night. Carroll at Taylor, game time 7:30 there. You can watch that on HoosierlandTV.com. Also, for the Chamber of Commerce of Carroll County, if you are interested in their ServeSafe program, you do need to get registered by tomorrow. And so just wanted to let you know that tomorrow is the deadline for that. Wednesday is a Dine to Donate, and this is with Clinton Central Bulldogs, and it's from 11 o'clock until 9 at the Angry Donkey.
Good reason to get bread pudding, right?
Is there ever a bad reason to get bread pudding?
It's the best.
I can IV that caramel liquid stuff on there. I can do
Kelty
that.
Kelty does an amazing
she
job.
An
We're
amazing
lucky
job.
To have that good of a restaurant
we
in our
are.
County.
So it's a Dine to Donate for the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Again, it's for the athletic program, by the way. I forgot to say that. And that is coming up tomorrow. Convo with the Commish. This is at Mulberry Centennial Parks Shelter. This is also tomorrow, 6 p.m. You can come and have a conversation with Commissioner's President Jordan Brewer. And Jordan mentioned that he was going to get back to this. And so the first one is coming up Wednesday evening. Again, this is at Mulberry Centennial Park. And that starts at 6 o'clock. Also, if you were thinking about getting to the Sparkling Success Leadership Series, this is the one that Mayor Judy Sheets has been putting on. You do need to RSVP to the mayor's office by Thursday and get your reservation in. And again, the keynote speaker is Cindy Hoy, and she is the longtime Indiana State Fair director, and she will be the guest speaker at this next event. Also coming up on Thursday, this is in Boone County, kick off the 2026 season of Off the Clock, and this is with the Chamber of Commerce there. You do have to register, so you can register at their website. My brain was, I kind of blipped out for a second there. Did you guys see that happen? It does happen. Also, want to let folks know that as we get into or get closer to Easter, the annual fish fry at St. Mary's Catholic Church for the annual Knights of Columbus Lenten fish fry, it kicks off this Friday night. So it's February 20th through March 27th. Again, I never know. Is it Mueller Hall?
Mueller Hall.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I never know if it's Mueller or Mueller. Nope. Mueller Hall. 600 St. Mary's Avenue. And by the way, it's just $15 per meal. They'll have fish, baked potato or fries, coleslaw or applesauce, pie and desserts, and then drinks as well. So that starts Friday. Saturday, legislative breakfast. Another one, Wesley Manor Retirement Center at the Event Center. It starts at 8 a.m., bright and early, and that's just an hour long. But if you would like to have a word with some of our folks that are going down to the state, this is your chance to do that. Mark Genda and Brian Buchanan will be there as well, and that's coming up on Saturday. Also, another fish and chicken fry. This is by Dan's Fish Service. This is for the Carroll County 4-H Young Wranglers. And this is serving begins at 4:30. That menu, fish, chicken, chips, applesauce, and a drink, dine in or carry out. But this is over in Carroll County.
And get there early because it sells out fast.
We go. At the 4-H building. Yeah, the 4-H I was trying building. To find the location at the 4-H building. And we heard from Julia Leahy. Do It in Delphi is having their Mardi Gras style weekend. That's on Saturday. And lots of different places in downtown Delphi that are doing all kinds of things for their Mardi Gras style night. So if you have questions on that, you can let me know. So there's kind of a rundown of things happening this week and coming up. If you have questions, you can always give us a call here at the station, 659-3338.
And one more time, Laura, Saturday is?
It's karaoke night at Trinity Hope Center, 5 o'clock. We'll have snacks, and we will have karaoke. Any age welcome. Anybody is welcome. Just come on over, and we'll have a good time. 5 to 7 on Saturday at Trinity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies.
Always a wealth of information. We invite you to join us back here tomorrow for another edition of Party Line. It begins at 8:30 on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.